My dead daughter. I keep getting this image in my head of a little girl, and she has long, straight, dark hair. And she is quiet, and she comes to me and asks me questions, and I am working, but I turn around to answer her, and she sounds really intelligent, and I treat her that way, and I answer her like an adult. And then I wonder if I'm not spending enough time with her. So while I'm answering, I turn off my computer, and I turn around to her, and I continue to speak to her. I make a point to make eye contact when I communicate with her. And I get up so we can walk into the library as I finish answering her question. And we get up to the library and I ask her, is there anything else she wants to know? Because I want to be the one to tell her the truth. And she says, no, she doesn't need anything. And underlyingly, she makes me feel as if she doesn't need me. And I think, I gave birth to this girl. She has to need something from me. And maybe she's a smart girl, and maybe she's learned to do things on her own. Maybe she does all the things that I've had to do in my life. Maybe she understands more than I ever did. But these are my memories. These are the memories of something that has never happened. And will it ever? I always imagined a girl. Maybe that's the maternal side of me, being a mom and knowing women. But I never knew who the father was, and I never got her name whenever I would have these memories. Maybe she never had one.